Just look at that man. He's right out of Esquire.
The Esquire Fashion Parade. Fun, fashions, and famous people. Featuring two great singing stars, Vic Damone and Chucho Martinez. Your host, O.E. Scheffler, fashion editor of Esquire magazine. Mr. Scheffler's special guest, the one and only Duke Ellington. Plus the Esquire radio girl, and of course, yours truly, Bob Sherry. Greetings, salutations, and welcome, twice welcome, to the Esquire Fashion Parade. Looks like an all-star musical lineup for today with tip-top vocalizing by...
The girl that I'm marrying will have to be...
Yes, it's Chucho Martinez, star of screen and radio, whose rich baritone voice is setting feminine hearts aflutter in the better supper clubs. And...
Baby, you think of me when you are all alone.
Vic Damone, Broadway's latest singing discovery. As our special guest, that popular man about music, Duke Ellington. And by the way, Duke, congratulations on your fourth consecutive gold medal as composer and leader in this year's Esquire Jazz Critics Poll. Must be getting monotonous by now.
We young band leaders need that kind of encouragement.
Well, in just a few minutes, you can tell us how you did it. But there's Jack Hill in his little glass booth pointing a finger at Chucho Martinez. Chucho is about to give us his idea of perfection in The Girl That I Marry.
The girl that I'm marrying will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
In just a moment, O.E. Scheffler on the Esquire Radio Girl. But first, a word to the wise man. Spring, a young man's fancy. Oh, Mary.
Yes, Bob.
You know, it's almost spring, Mary. Birds are twittering in the trees. Buds are budding. All nature seems to be getting ready to live, to laugh, to... Mary,
I've got a question to ask you.
Why, Bob, I hardly know what to say.
How could you? You haven't heard my question yet. Mary, do you think I'd look better in a chalk-stripe worsted or a tweed spring suit?
That, Bob, is not my department.
Well, it is mine, Robert, but I must say that you appear to be something of a disappointment as a ladies' man.
Perhaps. Maybe you can tell me what's going to make the gals aware of the well-dressed man this spring.
Well, if the ladies can spare a few minutes from the contemplation of their own new spring outfits to take a look at the men...
Oh, that's something we can always manage, Chef.
All right then, Mary. The fashion forecast for this spring, I think... points out an increase in the popularity of the two-button, single-breasted jacket. Broad shoulders, long lapels, and buttons placed low.
I think that might look pretty good on me. Don't you, Mary?
Yes, but think how it would look on Brian Ahern.
Let's stick to the subject, which is that spring suit I'm contemplating. Is old man style coming up with anything new in tweed, Chef?
Well, Bob, I think that this spring you're going to find the herringbone tweeds predominating. And I believe you'll find the shades of tweeds will tend toward lighter tones.
Well, Mary, does that bring Brian Ahern back to mind, too?
Uh-uh. Gary Grant.
You see, Chef, there's a girl that knows just what she likes in men's clothes. And she's bound to be impressed with the voice of Broadway's newest sensation, Vic Damone. Here he is with that old favorite, Maybe.
Maybe you think of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near, dear. Why don't you ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe.
That was a bit of nice going, Vic Damone. And now here's O.E. Scheffler again, ready to call on his special guest, the old Duke of Hot, Duke Ellington himself.
Yeah, how about a little background music for the Duke, Arlo?
Right, Chef. How's this?
Yes, Mood Indigo. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's my favorite bit of Ellingtonia.
I'll take in a sentimental mood.
How about Solitude?
I'll bet everyone remembers this one.
Oh, yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. That's for me.
Well, there's plenty to choose from. I understand you've written over 1,200 compositions, Duke. Where do you get all your ideas?
Well, mostly from different memories, Chef. Usually when I'm writing music, I have a little picture at the back of my mind. Things like the old folks singing in the moonlight in the backyard. I remember once I wrote a 64-bar piece about a memory. I was a little boy in bed, and I heard a man whistling a nostalgic melody on the street outside, and his footsteps dying away.
Well, that's really putting your imagination to good use. I think I'll put in a question here for the benefit of the Esquire hot music fans, Duke. How would you say that jazz fits into the overall music picture?
Well, about the only answer I can give to that, Chef, is that jazz is a part of music, the way a branch is a part of a tree. You might call it American folk music. The way I feel about it personally, jazz is the freedom of expression in music. It's American.
You ought to know. Oh, by the way, just as a sidelight, Duke, I understand you've acquired a reputation also as an eater, but terrific. How about that?
Well, Chef, a guy like a musician that's on the jump around the country can always make a hobby of good food when he can get it. For instance, I know a place in Chicago where you get the best shrimp creole outside of New Orleans. I get Chinook salmon in Portland, Oregon, and the best fried chicken in the world is in Louisville, Kentucky.
Say, that builds up a picture in my mind that I could write music about.
You see, Duke, you've given Bob Sherry a picture that'll probably inspire a dinner symphony.
Well, not that there isn't another side of the picture, Chef. I can remember back in the old days when the boys and I split a hot dog six ways.
Yes, Duke, it's not an easy way to the top. But thanks to the music scholarship you've endowed at the Juilliard School of Music, some other musicians may find the way easier. And thanks for being with us today on the Esquire Fashion Parade.
And now, standing by is the voice with the heartthrob, Chucho Martinez. But first, a word to the wise man. Again is the voice with the heartthrob. Chucho Martinez warns us musically that rumors are flying.
Rumors are flying that you've got me sighing, that I'm in a crazy kind of a daze, a lazy sort of a haze when I go walking. I hear people talking. They say our affair is not just a passing phase. And they whisper about the flowers I keep sending you by the dozen. And they wonder about the hours that I spend with you. It keeps them buzzing. Rumors are flying and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true.
That winds it up, folks. Be with us next week, same time, same station, when the Esquire Fashion Parade will present the latest stars on the nation's musical horizon, the Joe Mooney Quartet, O.E. Scheffler, fashion editor of Esquire magazine, Mr. Scheffler's special guests, those incorrigible zanies of stage, screen, and bedlam, Olson and Johnson, the Esquire radio girl, and yours for style, Bob Sherry. In the meanwhile...
Just look at that man. He's right out of Esquire.